And we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're...
...inspire his Manchester United team to play against Tottenham here at Old Trafford by saying, lads, it's Tottenham. Well, now you could be forgiven for thinking that some teams come here and say in the away dressing room, lads, it's only Manchester United.
Well, there's certainly no fear factor, unfortunately, for Manchester United fans coming anymore. I mean, you know, there used to be such a difficult place to come. Sometimes you were beaten before you got off the bus, just the thought process of let's try and get through this game. Whereas this Manchester United team, yes, they can come together. They're a bunch of fantastic individual players, but as you can see, that they're not playing as a team. They're not playing as a collective unit. Spurs did today. Spurs had a clear game plan. The rotations were great, the runs in behind, the timing of everything was as a team should be. And such a contrast of two teams that we were looking at, as I said, we were looking at the balance before the game and talking about where they were in comparison. Well, Spurs showed exactly where they are.
Yeah, what a win for Tottenham. Their first away win in the Premier League this season. What a win. But what a sorry day again for Manchester United. Manchester United 0, Tottenham 3. And Steve Crossman is sitting here. Steve, what are you watching there?
Looking at Daniel Levy, looking very, very happy indeed with Tottenham Hotspur's performance today. He's just about 2 yards in front of us, speaking to David Johnson, whose son Brennan Johnson, of course, opened the scoring what seems absolutely hours ago. Tottenham Hotspur fans so loud away to our right-hand side. Very good reasons and very different reasons for Spurs and Manchester United fans to be calling 08085 909 693 to speak to Robbie Savage and Chris Sutton on 606, which will be with you very, very shortly. And we will absolutely give Spurs their just deserves in a quick second. But it does feel, Leon, as good as Spurs were today, the story does feel like Manchester United, especially watching Erik ten Hag somehow surrounded by players after full time and yet looking so alone.
Yeah, because, you know, he's talked for a while now that this team are in progress and that they're building towards something, and, you know, stick with them because, you know, it'll all come together. And yeah, he's now had, was it 2.5 years at the club? He felt like he's got his squad of players. You feel like this team is his now. He's just brought in Ugarte, who's going to be the answer to the problems in the middle of the pitch because of the lack of mobility that Manchester United seem to have in there. And his team look well off the pace. They look arguably worse than they have done over the previous couple of seasons. And, you know, barring Luke Shaw, I think he's pretty much got everyone available. And the fact that that's the kind of performance you get in what's a big game. In where the season's going for Manchester United today, for them to be so lethargic, so slow out the blocks, to be so passive at home here at Old Trafford to a very good Spurs team, but to anybody is certainly alarm bells ringing.
It is really difficult to judge this, Leon, but Erik ten Hag has been under scrutiny and he's been under pressure probably 5 or 6 times during the 2 and a bit years that he's been Manchester United manager. Does it feel to you worse, more serious now than it's been before for him?
I think there's been serious moments before where results have been terrible, dreadful over a period. But you always felt that it's new and he hasn't quite had his time. And, you know, I understand he's a quality manager. Let's give him the opportunity. Whereas time's got on and the results seem to still be the same. And you're not really seeing any marked improvement. You're not really seeing... We come back to it. You don't really want to keep saying, but I still don't know what Manchester United are. I don't know if they're a possession team. I don't know if they're a counter-attack team. So I'm still not quite knowing even what Manchester United are with regards to how Erik ten Hag wants them to play. So when you put all that together and you realise the time he's had with the team, yeah, it's probably becoming more of a concern.
And I think you look at clubs and you look at recruitment, and Daniel Levy, who was just in front of us here, has disappeared now somewhere into the areas of Old Trafford, where I suspect he will be celebrating for the next hour or so. The widest grin I've ever seen on the face of Daniel Levy, Cheshire Cat-esque, and why not? But then you look at, John, at the goal that Dominic Solanke scored, a player signed for a very specific reason to do that job. Tottenham seem to have done that and Manchester United don't.
Yeah, and he talked about being ruthless. He wanted his team to be ruthless today. And, you know, Joshua Zirkzee, you know, he needed him to really make a strong start for Manchester United. And it's simply not happened. You know, how many times over the years have Manchester United brought in players here who found it difficult to cope with being the main man, goal scorer, whatever it happens to be at Manchester United? And for Erik ten Hag, that hasn't happened. And he's, you know, he had Hoyland injured at the start of this season. He's just coming back into the picture. But is he going to score the goals that Manchester United need? That's debatable as well.
Yeah, there's certainly a feeling, you have to say, that the reasons / excuses that might have existed before for Erik ten Hag no longer exist. Tottenham Hotspur fans will be singing long into the night here at Old Trafford. Loads to come then on 6.06. Let's not forget that brilliant game earlier either. Ipswich 2, Aston Villa 2. Ipswich fans, Villa fans, 0808 509 693. But I think we know what is going to dominate. Tottenham have won, and won incredibly comfortably here at Old Trafford. 6.06 with Robbie Savage and Chris Sutton. Follows the news on 5 Live with Alison Hughes.
The voice of the UK.
And the home of the Premier League.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
The Israeli bombardment of Lebanon has continued today, with Lebanon's Prime Minister saying more than 1 million people may have been forced from their homes. Israel says it believes 20 senior members of the Iran-backed group Hezbollah died alongside the group's head, Hassan Nasrallah, on Friday. Israel's already also carried out large-scale airstrikes on power plants and a port in Yemen. The Israeli military says the sites are being used by the Houthis to transfer Iranian weapons and oil. The rules on ministers registering hospitality are to be changed in what the government hopes will increase transparency. The overhaul will see ministers made to declare any gifts within 28 days, a rule already applied to other MPs and shadow ministers. And the Conservative Party conference is underway in Birmingham. All four leadership contenders, Kemi Badenoch, Robert Jenrick, James Cleverly and Tom Tugendhat, are trying to win support before the next round of voting by MPs on the 9th and 10th of October.
If you love your pop, this is right up your street.
Pop Top 10 with Scott and Rylan.
We've picked some of the most hotly contested questions of all time and decided to settle them once and for all with the help of some special guests. We're taking it very seriously.
I can't let things like that slide on this show.
No, come on!
What are you on about?
Don't put words into my mouth.
I won't, darling. You're spatting them yourself.
Search Pop Top 10 to listen on BBC Sounds.
Are you ready to have your say in the UK's biggest football debate? Your teams, your views. Get ready. This is 6.06 with Chris Sutton and Robbie Savage on 5 Live.
Welcome to 6.06. This is your football fun and show. We're taking all your calls until 8 p.m. on 0808 599 693, as Big Ange Ball rolls over Manchester United at Old Trafford.
Bergvall with the corner for Tottenham. Near post, and then in from Solanke. Slid in almost on the Dominic Solanke continues his good form now. 3 goals in 3 for him. And that seals it for Tottenham here. 3-0.
Oh, Christopher, as good as Spurs were, what did you make of that Manchester United performance? And can Ten Hag last?
I think that's the type of performance that gets a manager the sack, Rob, especially in the first half. I mean, Tottenham could have been out of sight. Do you know what? Even you would have appreciated that. Ange Ball at his best. There is no finer sight, Rob, in the Premier League when Spurs do it right.
Manchester United Spurs fans, call us on 0808 590 96 93. Earlier, Christopher, the Tractor Boys got a good point at home against the Villa.
Bailey's cross in, Watkins header, and Aston Villa in front. Dilat making ground into the Villa box, step over, left footed drive, bottom corner. What a goal from Ipswich's centre forward. From one end of the field to the other, Ipswich 2, Aston Villa 2.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Call free 08085 909 693. Text 85058. Text will be charged at your standard message rate. Visit bbc.co.uk/5liveterms for our terms of use and privacy notice.
Weekend, Christopher, we took some stick from Aston Villa fans for saying they couldn't win the title. Are these results that stop them being genuine title contenders?
I think so, and it's that balance, isn't it? I think that we both think that they're going to finish in the top six, but it's that balance, isn't it? Premier League and European football, how can they manage that? Is the Villa squad strong enough?
Ipswich, can they? Will they stay up, Chris? Will Ipswich stay up?
Well, I don't know. I don't change my mind, Rob. I had them down at the start of the season, but I really like what I see from Ipswich Town, Kieran McKenna. Was it Ali Bruce Ball sounding extremely excited with the Ipswich goals there in commentary, wasn't he? Wonder why.
Who else do you need from tonight, Christopher?
Well, the Cole Palmer debate last night, Rob. That was quite lively, wasn't it? Simply, I'll ask the question again. A lot of angry Manchester City fans. I don't know what they're angry about. Cole Palmer, quality player. Did Pep make a mistake selling Cole Palmer? I think he did. Give us a call on 08085 909 693. Reading yesterday, Rob, the transfer window to shut before the start of the season. That makes sense. Does anybody disagree with that? We forgot to mention our old club, Blackburn Rovers. Their wonderful start to the season under John Eustace. Don't know whether you watched the Rangers game as well today, Rob.
I've seen it
against the Hibs. What did you think with the Hibs penalty? Should Sutra have been sent off or no?
No, I don't think it should have been. Okay. I thought it was a pen.
But Rangers fans, are you happy with Big Phil? Can you topple Celtic and Aberdeen this season?
08085 909 693. Right then, Christopher, let's go straight to the callers. Adam, you're a Man United fan. Adam?
Hi there, good evening. A disgruntled Man U fan here. Can you hear me?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, we got you.
Good evening, Adam. Did you go to the game?
I didn't. Sadly, I've not gone since the Glazers took control, but I watched from afar, and it's the fourth 3-0 home defeat in a year, so I'm glad I haven't gone, to be honest. But it's more the fact we can't defend corners. You go down to 10 men and we're wide open. Players leave the club and they seem to improve, and I'm losing faith in somebody who regards the goalkeeper as somebody who should be in net for any Premier League team, let alone United. He's the worst I've probably seen at United in 30 years. And I know he wasn't to blame today, but and actually, we probably had more structure once Bruno went off, which doesn't surprise me because he just runs around like a headless chicken and whinges. So I'm a bit harsh on Bruno. I'm not his greatest
fan. A bit harsh
on
the goalkeeper as well, to be fair. I thought he's done well this season.
I just don't see it. I don't think he brings stability to the defence. I hope I'm wrong. But
does anybody bring stability to that defence?
Perhaps coaching structure might do a change there, but I would have thought so. When you look at the players that are playing there, there's no way. You watched a lot today who was awful. I mean, I'm sure a good manager can organise a player like that, but I just feel the midfield is so wide open, and you can see that Kobbie Mainoo, who's such a good player, normally every game he's exhausted after 70 minutes because he's having to cover the ground of people not playing within a structure. So, but
listen,
Cobby Mainoo's
done. Cobby Mainoo's done unbelievably well. But at times, you know, today he wasn't great either, right? And he's gone off injured. But at times, Cobby Mainoo, because of his age, and listen, he's played in a major championship. He's had an unbelievable start to his young Manchester United career, and he's a fantastic player. But he's not beyond criticism. He's been poor also. And when you've got Cobby Mainoo, you got Ugarte and Fernandez in the middle of the pack, there's no mobility there. Cobby Mainoo needs somebody, you know, who can get up and down the pitch.
£40 million.
But he can't. There's no mobility, Chris. In that team there, you're looking at it, Manchester United's biggest problem, we've seen it against FC 20 in the week when the player ran straight through the team, set up the goal, and the same today with Van der Ven. They've got no mobility in the middle of the park.
So they shouldn't have signed Ugarte then?
For 50 million, no. Because I don't think there's not enough mobility there, Chris. Yes, he can tackle, but did you see when Van der Ven went past him?
Yeah.
So again, Cobby Mainoo, is not beyond criticism. I know he's young and he's done unbelievably well. He's a fantastic player and he'll probably go on to be one of Manchester United's biggest legends. But he's been as poor as the rest, Chris, and he's got good experience now in big tournaments. But again, he needs somebody, and I'm surprised of getting Ugarte, because Cobby Mainoo, when he had Casemiro next to him, you know, doesn't suit him. He needs somebody who can get up and down. And I think it was a big mistake selling Scott McTominay. I really do.
Well, let's put that out there. And here's one for you, Rob. I mean, is it time up for Erik ten Hag?
I'm watching that, Chris, today, and I think they've got to make a big decision this week. I'm going to Porto on Thursday, Chris, to watch them as well. They've not had a great start in Europe. I think they've only won one of their last 9 European games under ten Hag, Chris. I read the other before I'd done the 20 game.
You often get them wrong, but go on. Yeah.
So let's... It could be, Chris. I really think time might be up. I really do. And you know what? I don't like saying man just have to go. I'm not saying he should go, but on that performance today, I think time could be up. Yes, I do. Dave, how are you? You were at the game.
Hello, mate. Yeah, I am. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Thanks for having me on, boys. Listen, pleasure. Awful today, wasn't it? Absolutely terrible. I mean, I don't think it's even a matter of the players, boys. It's all about the confidence. 2 minutes into the game today, I went to Old Trafford time and time again last year. 2 minutes into the game, I can tell you what's going to happen. The back four, the confidence is absolutely shot to pieces. Tottenham ran riot today without Son. I mean, Mazraoui, the fullback, was absolutely torrid. And I agree with what you said, Robbie. The midfield, they just walk through time and time again. The gaps, you can see it. I'm sitting up there in the gods. It's all panning out in front of me. I don't know what the answer is. Do you know what? I really, really want to trust the idea of backing a manager, having somebody there, you know, for years and years and years. But how long can this go on? I agree with what Robbie's just said. We've got to have a word with ourselves. We really have. I mean, away at Brighton, the defending, you get what you sow. You know, João Pedro at the back stick, I think he's still there now waiting to put it in. And, you know, the defending against Liverpool, I think it's confidence. I really do. Confidence can take you such a long way. I'm not a professional footballer, but you all tell us that it's the most important thing in the game. Well, there's absolutely zero of it at Old Trafford at the minute, I'm telling you. I didn't even like De Ligt today. I thought he made, De Ligt, he made a load of errors. I just think it's confidence. It just, we absolutely bricked it today. It was so easy by Spurs. And I don't know where we go from here. I really don't. I mean, I'm worried. Going down to 10 men today, like I called it, I had a feeling Tottenham might run right and score. I've got so much to say.
Do you know what, Dave? Yeah. And I'll bring Chris on this. So we've seen Arsenal go down to 10 at Man City. Yes, they were winning the game 2-1. But the structure they come out, they said, listen, let's go to a 5-4 or a 6-3.
Yeah, and they defended to the 90s.
Manchester United come out second half. And, you know, for me, as a manager, I'd say, listen, next five,
minutes,
10 minutes.
Yeah, 10 minutes. Minutes.
10, 15 yeah. minutes. Make yeah. sure we don't concede. Get in the shape. Don't be open. Yeah. They were so open, Chris, after in 2 minutes, Chris. Yeah.
Maybe they should appoint you, Rob. Well, set them up right. I mean, you're off to a flyer this season. It's interesting. I think a lot of Manchester United fans watching that today will think we do need a change, because it isn't it isn't necessarily losing 3-0, it's how you lost. And it's in your own backyard.
Yeah,
and this is the third season.
Yep. Last year, I think Bournemouth came to Old Trafford and took the mick, didn't they? 3-0, same sort of thing. Solanke's at it again for them. I mean, it's like carbon copy today. Sorry, Chris, interrupting.
No, that's all right. Carabag gave Tottenham a better game on Thursday night than Manchester United.
Well, we can't score. Ruud van Nistelrooy's there. That was meant to be the answer, wasn't it? Get van Nistelrooy in, pep the strikers up. I mean, goal scoring's a problem. Rashford gets on my nerves as well, because he's got the... I don't know why, and you two can talk about this, but Rashford's got the ability. If he plays well, we do. When he doesn't, we don't. And I don't know why he has that over the team, but I don't know what you think about that, but I'm just at a bit of a loose end. I don't really know what the answer is. I don't even think bringing Van Nistelrooy in and... You know, I just want the new manager bounce, and that seems ridiculous because I've been saying for the last couple of years it's not the answer to keep hiring and firing. But what do you do?
Would you take Gareth Southgate?
I would have taken Southgate, yeah, and I'll tell you why. Because, and also not only Southgate, I think I would have taken Potter as well because it's psychological. I'm just obsessed now with getting into their heads. You know, like, no disrespect to Leicester back when they won the league. I totally get it. But they won the league with players that weren't stars, shall we say. You know, Zaki, Danny Simpson, Robert Huth, whoever. But they did it, and it was that confidence. Do you know what I mean? You know, and we just got absolutely... We've got ballers, we've got players. But I tell you what, there's nothing pinning them together. I tell you, the confidence today. You could literally see the backside going inside the opening 5 minutes.
Maynard, thank you so much for the call. Sorry, Dave, thank you so much for the call. Maynard, how are you? Another Manchester United fan.
I'm doing okay. I have been better. I suppose it's one of those days where you could really almost say this is the worst day of my life. And United has given us a lot of these days in recent times. So it takes a lot.
I've just got to stop you there, Maynard, because let's go to Gary Flintoff, who's got Ange Postecoglou.
I have indeed. Thank you, Robbie. Ange, many congratulations. I have to ask the question, how good were your side today?
Yeah, I thought we were all good. Obviously, it's a great victory when you come away from home, especially at Old Trafford, and win so convincingly. But I just thought the performance and the manner of the performance, you know, we played our football really aggressive without the ball, positive with the ball. It's everything we want to be.
Was there a slight concern that you were creating chance after chance but not converting in that first half?
Well, you know, when it's 1-0, it's always a little bit. But I could see the boys' attitude. They weren't dwelling on those missed chances. They were just focusing on the next one. It wasn't. There was no frustration. I mean, I was the one that was probably most exasperated. The players were kind of really disciplined and, you know, really focused in their approach. And I knew the goals would come, and, you know, they did in the second half. And again, we probably should have had a couple more.
In terms of the referee's decision to show the red card to Bruno Fernandes, what was your honest opinion of how much that actually impacted the game?
You always get an honest opinion from him, mate. You don't have to add that. So I don't think so. I think the red card was a consequence of our dominance. You know, I think we were putting a lot of pressure on them. They weren't really getting out of their half, and we're well in control. Now they go down to 10 men, but to be honest with Man U, they still pose the same sort of threat on, you know, in transition. They got the quick guys up front, so we still had to be disciplined in our approach. But I don't think it changed the game. Obviously, you know, it has an impact, but I thought we were well on top before then.
And as you say, always honest. I think just a couple of weeks ago, people were asking questions about Dominic Solanke, but he's clearly showed in the last couple of weeks exactly what you knew you'd see from him.
Yeah, no, he overcame his crisis of confidence for 180 minutes, mate. And, it's kind of ludicrous how we sort of judge players these days. You know, the guy hasn't even pulled his boots on, and they're counting how many times, how long it's going to take for him to score. But we had no doubt Dom will score goals for us. And it's not just his goals. His all-around play, his hard work, he makes us a better team. And happy to have him.
And can I just ask, obviously you know what it means to the fans. We saw them there today. I mean, they were magnificent right throughout. But in terms of what it does inside the dressing room for your side to come here and dominate at a place like Manchester United, what does it do for your players moving forwards?
Yeah, look, it obviously helps in terms of, you know, the belief. But, you know, I've felt that all year, you know. Our performances in the league have been really consistent. We dropped a couple of games where, again, it was chances missed rather than anything else that cost us. But I knew once we get Dom back in the side and, you know, we've got a couple of players up and running and fitness-wise, that, you know, the players have been calm the whole way through. The dressing room has been calm. We know kind of, you know, the team we're going to be, and still got a way to go to get there, but I still feel at the moment the performances we're putting in, we're still, you know, we're still a strong outfit, and today just sort of confirms that.
Well played today. Many thanks for your time. Thank you, Ange.
Big Ange ball, Chris.
They played very well today. They've played well all season. And do you know what? There has been a pile on. I'm not saying you're one of them, Rob, but you normally message me Ange Ball when Tottenham are behind, don't you? Didn't get a message today. But some of the stuff has been ridiculous earlier on in the season, and you know, talk of pressure for Ange Postecoglou after he improved them. I mean, let's hear from your Tottenham fans. That performance today, no Son today, and that dominance, I mean, they're the best team in the Premier League to watch, Rob. Let's move on, shall we? Let's get a call.
We've got Christian, the Spurs fan, coming up. Back to you, Maynard. Maynard?
Yeah. No, yeah. So I was saying, it's been probably the worst day of my life, but it's a day that we've all seen coming. I think I was at the game against Twente in the middle of the week, and I saw that coming, and I thought we're going to get mauled come the weekend by Tottenham. You know, you put different players in the team, and they keep making the same mistakes. You've got Martinez diving in, you know, at the centre circle and missing challenges. He gets a yellow card, he costs a goal. You've got each and every single player repeating the same mistakes, and that tells you that that's a coaching issue. It's not a player issue, and these players aren't as bad as they're looking now. This is just down to the manager.
John, man, you make a valid point, because Chris, if you watch the goal from FC 20 in the week, when I think it was the right back burst through the team, went past four players and they scored. Same today. So on the training pitch, if I'm watching that, you're going to highlight that. You're going to say, listen, you've got to stop him. Somebody's got to make contact. Somebody's got to bring him down. Somebody's got to do something to stop the attack. Exactly the same happened. So I think, Maynard, you make a very fair point.
Maynard, you also said, Maynard, about it's not the player's fault, but surely they have to take responsibility as well. Why were they like still in warm-up mode when the game started? That's totally unacceptable. And we can blame Ten Hag, and, you know, Rob's pointed out a couple of coaching deficiencies with Ten Hag. We can lay the blame at his door, but surely the players... I mean, Ten Hag now has spent over £500 million, third wow. season, and that's Manchester United? I mean, you can't keep using the excuse that you're in a development phase. And things will be better further down the line. And do you know what I find embarrassing as well, without wanting to rant? Manchester United, is that what Manchester United fans want, for them to be deemed a cup team? The Premier League era, Manchester United, for the majority of it, have been a dominant team.
No, it's not. We definitely don't want to be seen as a cup team. And, you know, I agree with you that players have to take some responsibility. But I think it still goes down to tactics, because I think today Ten Hag told the players to sit back, let Spurs attack, and he's tried to play his transitional football like he did last season, where you thrive on chaos and you hit them on the counter. And it's backfired, because we've then conceded right at the start of the game. Similarly, like in a 20 in midweek, you had a situation where we've controlled the game, and at halftime, clearly the instructions have changed. And, you know, football players are pretty much like anyone in a job. They get told what to do. And what we see on the field is just they basically then carrying out the instructions. And when you see a repeat of mistakes, you almost realize that this is not just the players. They're playing to instructions, you know. The midfielders are being told to push high up. You know, I put pause in the middle of the game, and there was a time when we had half the players up the pitch and half the players at the back. And all Spurs needed to do was just defend the ball, and they've got a large space to run at United. And we've seen that throughout the whole season. If United aren't conceding from cutbacks, they're conceding from players running through. And that goes down to coaching. And like you said, United is a big club. If this was Real Madrid, if this was Bayern Munich, if this was Barcelona, Ten Hag would get fired tonight. And United need to draw the line. Ten Hag was speaking about standards, that there's standards at United, and we set standards. And I think it's time United come out and say, you know what, this is below standard, and it's unacceptable. It's the third season, and we've lost 3-0 to teams that have managers who have been in the job way less than Ten Hag.
Give us a name, then. Give us a name.
Tommy Tuchel. I'd go for Tommy Tuchel. Chelsea were in the exact same situation with Frank Lampard. They looked as if the squad couldn't care less about the team. Tuchel came in. They won the Champions League. They salvaged that season. I'd go for Thomas Tuchel.
I hope you have a better day tomorrow, Maynard. This being the worst day of your life so far. But let's hope tomorrow's a better day.
On the Spurs performance, Chris, I know, listen, I know, tongue-in-cheek, listen, I love watching Spurs, I do, you know, but when they get beat, I do text you.
More faces than Big Ben, you have.
But today, I've got to say, Van der Ven, wow, what, and if you look at the way Spurs play, you know what they're going to do. Once again, Manchester United watching them, you don't know when they're going to press, who's the trigger to go and press. You know, at times it was 4-4-2, and you've said it, £500 million spent. The recruitment in the summer. Has the recruitment in the summer, Chris, have they got that right? So have they got that right? Because you're looking right now, the money spent again. Yes, they've got a couple of injuries. Have they got the recruitment right? Because I look at the mobility of the team, Chris, and the structure of the team, and they are a mid-table side. It's a shambles.
I think the biggest thing from Manchester United fans' perspective this evening, and what the question they should be asking themselves, is 2 months down the line, 3 months down the line, do you see Ten Hag, he's been there a long time, making a massive improvement? I don't. Mm-hmm.
08085 909 693. We got Christian, the Spurs fan, Chris, Man United fan, coming up after the news on 5 Live.
The voice of the UK.
And the home of the Premier League.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
BBC News at 7 o'clock. This is Claire Ronacres. Israel says it's carried out airstrikes on power plants and the seaport of Hodeidah in Yemen. The Israeli military said the sites were being used by the Houthis to transfer Iranian weapons and oil. They also confirmed that around 20 members of Hezbollah were killed alongside the group's chief, Hassan Nasrallah, on Friday in Beirut. The United States has warned Israel against an all-out war with Hezbollah or its main backer, Iran. Randa Slim, who's an expert on the Middle East, thinks Iran is unwilling to engage in direct conflict.
There might be a response, but I think it might be a response from the proxies. That's going to be their default response, to have a coordinated response maybe from the Houthis, the pro-Iran Iraqi militia, and definitely from Hezbollah against Israel.
A man in his 20s has died and two others are in hospital after being stabbed in South London. Police responded to reports of a large group of people fighting with knives in Lambeth in the early hours of this morning. Robert Jenrick, Kemi Badenoch, James Cleverly and Tom Tugendhat are seeking to rally support for their leadership bid as the Conservative Party conference gets underway in Birmingham. The outgoing leader, Rishi Sunak, has described the conference as an important moment for the party. The Tory peer and pollster, Lord Hayward, was asked who he thought would win the leadership contest.
I think that's very difficult to assess at this stage, partly, as I say, because even amongst members, there's a limited amount of name recognition. And I was chatting to somebody just now who said, at the moment, my support is for, but I can't guarantee that when I'm confronted by the ballot paper, I will support that person.
Projections in Austria show the far-right Freedom Party is heading for an unprecedented general election victory under leader Herbert Kickl, but the FPÖ is expected to win less than the majority would need to govern. The other main political parties have said they would refuse to work with the Freedom Party if it wins. Our correspondent Bethany Bell is in Vienna.
The question of migration has dominated this election campaign. Mr. Kickl, the head of the Freedom Party, campaigned for what he called a fortress Austria, really slashing migration. It is a very, very hot topic, although the numbers of migrants arriving in Austria has dropped